This is Maria with The Why, from Success to Startup Show, bringing you the whys of entrepreneurship on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Hello, hello. Welcome to my show. I have a very special guest today, Marina Davidian from Madhavi Aesthetics, who is joining me today at the studio. Marina, I'm so excited to have you on the show today.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh my God, your story is so inspiring. I'm so excited to dive in and start with why you started Madhavi Aesthetics. Because I know Madhavi Aesthetics from experience. I've used your services. I love the work that you do. And
Thank
I'm so
you.
Thrilled to be able to share your story to inspire my listeners as to, you know, how the aesthetics industry is and why, what inspired you to start.
Thank you. Well, it's a long story, but I guess the main point is that I just love gifting beauty to people and making people, I shouldn't say beauty, I just love making people more confident, because when someone feels confident in their own skin, they just change, they become a different person, they feel better, they feel more confident, and they could just do anything. I define beauty as feeling confident in your own skin, no matter what it is. So I just wanted to start something where I could do things for people to make them happy and confident.
I love that. That is, that's such a good mission to actually start a company based on. I love it. So let's talk a little bit about your entrepreneurial journey. Tell me how it's been so far since you launched Madhavi Aesthetics. What were some of the fun, interesting, I guess, experiences, as well as some of the challenges that you experienced?
Well, it's been an exciting journey with just, it's like a roller coaster crazy since we started in November. It's been great, though. I'm enjoying it, no matter how hard it is. When you love what you do, it doesn't feel like work. I get to meet different people. I just love what I do. Who knows me knows how passionate I am about aesthetics, beauty, fashion. I mean, anything beauty related, but specifically aesthetics. It's been hard. It's not easy to running your own business, trying to do everything. It's like a 24/7 job, but it's doable. Challenges, there are a few, but we're getting through, and we're just doing better and better every day.
I love that. I love that attitude, because I think when it comes to the challenges in entrepreneurship, I don't look at them as challenges. I just look at them like problems that we have to solve, like math problems, you know? Like
yeah.
When we were in school, especially in old Soviet Union, you know how math was complicated. It wasn't as easy as it is in US nowadays. But, you know, we were solving problems. And
yep.
So yeah, I feel like that's embedded in us and a lot of the Armenians, actually, to be quite honest, where we don't get scared of challenging situations. We take it as if it's an opportunity for us to succeed and
to learn something new.
Absolutely.
It would be boring without challenges, right?
And we wouldn't appreciate the highlights and the successes that we're having, right? If it was just a steady, stagnant, constant repetition of success, 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 like, how would you even, you would get so spoiled, you wouldn't even appreciate it. Well, I want to also talk about, you know, I know you have a son and you're a mother, and I'm a huge advocate for women entrepreneurs, especially mom entrepreneurs, because I'm a huge believer in mothers making money on their own terms. And I find myself always inspiring and helping women to start their own businesses precisely for that reason, because I've realized when I became a mother, I needed to be an entrepreneur more than any time in my life, because I wanted to control my day-to-day. I wanted to control my schedule. I wanted to be able to work when I wanted to and be there for my child. Tell me a little bit about your experience as a mother entrepreneur.
It's not easy, because I feel like doesn't matter how much time you spend with the kid, it feels like it's never enough, and you want to do more, you want to be there more for them. But then again, whatever I do, the empire I'm building is for him also, for his better future. But I am very thankful to my amazing husband, to my family, because they're very supportive. He's always there. He has my back, you know, my family, my in-laws, my parents, they help me with to, you know, to watch him, and anything that I need to do, that support means the world to me, because I feel like without the support of family, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. But my son is amazing. He supports what I do. He's really excited. He knew that I was coming here today. Aww. So he's like, tell me when it airs. I want to hear. So yeah, he's amazing. He's
That's
a good
awesome.
Kid.
Awesome. And I bet your son is the inspiration for you to start building this amazing company that you've grown it so rapidly in the last, you know, since November. It's barely been 6 months. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Everything you've accomplished, all the press coverage and the media opportunities that you're getting. It's pretty awesome. Let's talk a little bit about one thing that you figured out that you think took you to the next level when you were starting Madhavi Aesthetics. Was there one specific thing that you would say that, I had an aha moment where I was like, hey, if I do this way, my business can go to this level or so on? Maybe it was a customer service strategy, or maybe it was the way you were literally doing your Morpheus 8 or whatever related to your work.
Well, my clients, yes, they're amazing, and, you know, but I guess one thing is because I worked for a lot of amazing med spas, and I learned a lot, but it came to the point where I just wanted to do something on my own, because I don't like following the rules. I love to do what I feel, you know, every client is individual. I don't like to follow the rules for each and every one. You know, you could do this, you can't do this, you have to say this, so I felt like opening my own, I can provide the exceptional customer service, treat people how I, you know, want to treat them the best way possible. For me, customers are not just, you know, a money-making machine. All that matters for me is their happiness. When they walk out with a smile on their face, that just makes my day, and I know that mission is accomplished. Like, that's what inspires me and keeps me going forward.
That's amazing. I love that. I love that you see the human element in your business. And at the end of the day, I think we all exist because we're helping someone with something,
True.
Right?
Yeah.
We all have different skill sets, whether it's marketing, whether it's accounting, or you know, you're making them feel really beautiful and confident about themselves. You're providing these amazing services that make them look really young, which, by the way, is just amazing. But at the end of the day, it's all about helping each other, making each other enjoy this life that we have, this temporary life that we have on Earth. Enjoy it as much as we can. And I want to thank you, because I've experienced your services, and I love your perfectionist. I've never met a perfectionist like you, and it's so funny.
Oh, thank you.
A client of yours who's also a friend of mine, Shay, mentioned the same thing, and she was like, she is a perfectionist. And I said, it is so important to have my beauty person that I refer to be a perfectionist, because, you know, I want to look as good as I can.
Thank
so
you.
I want to thank you for that.
I definitely try to treat customers or my clients the way I would like to be treated.
All right. I want to talk about something that I personally am somewhat struggling with. I have two daughters, 18 and 17 almost, and the exposure that they are getting from social media specifically, of this perfection, almost this perfect look, and these over-exaggerated lips and cheekbones and all of these things. And it's been somewhat challenging sometimes to help my daughters not get distracted by that and understand that beauty comes in different forms, and we're all beautiful as we are. We shouldn't all try to look the same. And I know there's a lot of sameness going on with most of the influencers out there. And sadly, some of them are impacting the teenage girls' lives in negative ways, although some are impacting in positive ways. I'm not going to say it's all negative. But the negative part for me is the fact that, you know, like, I'll find teenage girls talking about how thin their lips are and wanting to get, you know, injections. And I'm just like, you're too young for injections. What are you thinking, you know? And so what's your advice for just the teenagers, as well as for the mothers who are dealing with this generation of these girls that are trying to all sort of have that same look and do the injections and all these extra things that they shouldn't really mess with at a young age like that.
So as far as social media, everything we see on social media is not, most of the things are not real with all the filters, with all this editing apps, right? So yeah, that impact of social media is not the best, but for the girl, this is how I see aesthetics. I think you could do anything to enhance your beauty and to improve your insecurities. So it's hard to say for the kids. I know they try to, when we're kids, we try to grow up really fast and we want to look like adults and, you know, do this and that. But overall, for me personally, I like to keep everything natural and I think less is more. So if someone has really thin lips and they want to make it a little bit bigger and they just feel really insecure because of that, I think it's okay. And, you know, if you have some wrinkles or, I don't know, folds, and you're just trying to treat that with filler to kind of enhance your beauty, to bring back your youthful look, it's fine. I am not a very big fan of overdone faces, like with huge cheeks and huge lips. But again, it's very personal, because if that's what someone wants, I could, you know, advise them. I could tell them that your lips are overfilled and they're migrating and you shouldn't be putting any more filler. Sometimes I'll turn down the client if I really, truly see that this is not, you know, I can't do any more than that. But again, it's all very personal, because this is what I say. Beauty is very individualized and personal. If you, while one person could be bothered by wrinkles, the other person may be bothered by thin lips, and vice versa. So just treating your little insecurity is what's going to make you confident. I don't think girls at, you know, 17, 18 high school, I don't think they should be injecting their faces, because they're so young and so beautiful. They should be appreciating natural beauty they have. And as we grow older, unfortunately, there are things that come our ways. You know, we all lose collagen and stuff, and we need to fix, I think, here and there. And that is okay. So I know it's hard for moms, but I guess it's just an individual approach to each and every child. It's hard to say, maybe because I don't have a daughter. I don't know.
But that, you made a good point, because if it does make you feel confident, I mean, at the end of the day, we need confidence for everything we do, whether we're at school, work, whatever it is. And if that tiny tweak of injecting your lips a little bit so you have fuller lips makes you feel confident as a person, then go for it. I'm definitely all for it.
You know, sometimes I have clients that come in and they say, look at me and let me know what you think I should do. And I don't like to stamp all the faces the same way. Yeah, I could get a lot. I could find a lot of things to get, you know, things to get done on any face, but I always tell them it's what bothers you. So if you're bothered by your wrinkles, we could treat it, right? And you're gonna feel more calm. Maybe you're not bothered by the thin lips, or and vice versa. Some people may not care about wrinkles on their face, but they may be bothered by thin lips because they always wanted fuller lips and, you know, to put on bright lipsticks. So it's really, really individual and personalized. So I treat each and every client very individually. They're not the same. We're not stamping everyone the same way. We're not making everyone identical. So, yeah, that's the beauty.
I love that. So tell me, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, ideally, more children, definitely. Hopefully two more.
Good.
But as far as business, I think I am seeing maybe five more locations, nice. Five more Madavi locations over different areas of LA or SoCal.
I love that. I always tell everyone around me, aim high. Aim so high. That way, if you get halfway, at least you're somewhere where you know, you're comfortable with. The one thing I wanted to bring up as a mom entrepreneur specifically is, how do you balance life? Sometimes I know I struggle with it on a daily basis because I still don't have it down. Right when I think I have it down and I got this, I'm like, oh my God, this is too much. How do you deal with it?
I don't know. It's hard. I take it on day-to-day basis, I guess. I never plan anything. I'm always late. It's one thing. But I don't know. My son just inspires me to keep going. It's hard to plan ahead of time. I know some people will pre-plan their months and weeks and years. Even my vacation, it has to be done. I could only book it a week before. I could never do it months prior. So I just take it day-to-day basis. I barely sleep. I go to bed very late. I wake up early. So it's just a hassle. You will have to hassle to get somewhere if you know. The challenges are what makes us stronger and, keeps us moving.
And at the end of the day, as long as we're making money on our own terms, that's all that matters, right? Mm-hmm. We don't have a boss to tell us what to do. We don't have a boss that we have to answer to and sometimes feel like a child asking for permission to go to our kids' concert or basketball game or whatever. So yes. I think it's worth it. It's worth the hard work. It's worth staying up at night. It's worth waking up in the morning. At least for me it is, because I need to have freedom. I don't like to follow rules as well. The one thing I wanted to just get your thoughts on, because I'm curious to know how you perceive this, is what is your definition of success?
Success? I don't know. I never thought of that. But I guess it's if you are at the point you want it to be, then that could be considered a success. I mean, success. Yeah.
Success means different things to different people. Yes. And I love that, because when people say, success is when you have this and that, I'm like, well, who are you to define success for other people or put these standards for success? Success is different for everybody.
Just like beauty.
Exactly.
Very individual.
And I feel like sometimes the meaning of success changes over the years as well. Success meant something else to me in my 20s. It meant something else to me in my 30s. And now I'm in my 40s. It means completely something else to me. Where I'm like, wow, I just never thought that I would change my perception of success so much.
Yeah, that's true. I find myself changing like that too. Our values, our priorities, the importance of different things. You see things differently. You see life differently.
Do you think children have made that change, the biggest change for you to see things differently the most?
I think that too, but then I believe it's also the age will become more mature, more determined. I don't know. I always say I like my 30s. I just turned 35, and I always say I love my 30s better than my 20s.
Oh, you're going to love 40s even better.
Yes. 40s are the new 30s, they say, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. What's one thing you would advise the younger generation if they're aspiring to be in the beauty industry, they're interested to be in the aesthetics industry specifically?
Follow their passion if that's what they love to do. I always say person should do whatever they love, then it doesn't feel like work. I mean, as far as the education
what steps could they take to shorten the process, I guess? Do you recommend them going and working for a med spa to get experience?
To becoming an aesthetic nurse in the first place, the minimum you have to be is a registered nurse. And then I would say work for different med spas, get a lot of practice experience, work with plastic surgeons, and definitely take anatomy classes. And then eventually, once you're ready, you just take aesthetic class.
Awesome. Marina, you've been a pleasure. I'm so thankful for your time, for you coming to the studio, for sharing your story. You're so inspirational. I just can't wait to bring you back in like a year and talk about your 5 other centers. How can my listeners get in touch with you? How could they contact you?
MadaviAesthetics.com. Our social media IG page is also MadaviAesthetics, and all the contact info is on the website as well as on Instagram.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Maria. It was such a pleasure.
Same here.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.